Namo Vishnu Padayo Krishna Prasthayo Bhutale Shrimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namo. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavade Prasachare Satarine Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihare Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare Gopichana Vallabha Girivara Dhare Gopichana Vallabha Girivara Dhare Yasoda Natana Brajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to all these great Vaishnavas in this yatra. I've been trying for many, many years, from 1981, to have your wonderful association. And it took me long. I think I was not ready maybe that time. Am I ready now? But I'm very grateful to be in association of such great Vaishnavas here. And maybe a great thank you to my daughter for bringing us here. All right, so this morning class will be from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 23. And the title for the chapter is Life Ultimate Goal, and which everybody is looking forward for. Ultimate goal. Prabhupada always say, going back home, back to Godhead. That's a goal. So we're going to do text 115 and 116, because there's no purport in 115, so we're going to go to 116. It's a beautiful purport. So, okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Binda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Madhuri Lilaj, chapter 23, text 115. Tabe Sanatana Sabe Siddhanta Pochila. Bhagavata Siddhanta Gudha Sakali Kahila. Tabe Sanatana Sabe Siddhanta Puchila. Bhagavata Siddhanta Gudha Sakila Kahila. Thereafter, Sanatana Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You going to repeat the verse or no? No. Sorry? Would you be nice? Okay, let's do it. Go ahead. Translation. Thereafter, Sanatana Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about all the conclusive statements concerning devotional service. And the Lord very vividly explained all the confidential meanings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the main verse for today will be 116. So I'll go to 116. Hari, Hari Vamse Kahi Ache Goloke Nitya Stiti Indrayasi Karila Yabe Sri Krishnera Stuti. Translation. The revealed scriptures, Harivamsa, there is a description in the revealed scriptures, Harivamsa, there is a description of Goloka Vrindavan, the planet where Lord Sri Krishna eternally resides. This information was given by King Indra when he surrendered to Krishna and offered prayers after Krishna had raised Govardhan Hill. In the Vedic scripture Sri Hari Vamsa, Vishnu Parva, chapter 19, there is a following description of Goloka Vrindavan. Manishya Loka Vrindase Tu Bhagavanam Gatir Uchyate Akasya Yopari Ravir Dwaram Swargasya Panu Mam Man Swargat Urdvam Brahmoloka Brahmarasi Gana Sevitaha Tatra Sama Gatis Chaiva Jyotisam cha mahat manam tasyopari gavam lokaha sadyastam palayantihi sahi sarva gataha krishnaha maha kasha gato mahan apari apari upari tatra pi gatis tava tapo mait mayi yamna vidmo vayam sarve prichanto api pitam aham gatihi sama dhammatya nam swarga sukritta karmanam brahmye tapasi yuktanam brahma lokaha paragatihi gavam eva tu goloko dura rohahi sa gatihi satu lokas tvaya krishna siddha manaha kritat mana drito driti mata vira nig nato pa dravan gavam. Imagine we're talking Sanskrit in the spiritual world like this. Wow, mind blowing. When the king of heaven in Indra surrendered to Krishna after Krishna had raised Govardhan Hill, Lord Indra stated that above the planetary system wherein human beings reside in the sky, where birds fly, above the sky is the sun and its orbit. This is the entrance to the heavenly planets. Above the heavenly planets, there are other planets up to Brahmaloka, where those advancing in spiritual knowledge reside. The planets up to Brahmaloka are part of the material world, Devidham, because the material world is under the control of Devi, Mother Durga. It is called Devidham. Above Devidham is a place where Lord Shiva and his wife Uma reside. Those brightened by spiritual knowledge and liberated from material contamination reside in that Shiva Lok. Beyond that planetary system is the spiritual world. Don't get distracted. That's the destination. Well, there are planets called Vaikuntha. Yeah. Vaikuntha Loka. Goloka Vrindavan is situated above all the Vaikuntha Loka's planets. Goloka Vrindavan is the kingdom of Srimati Radharani and the parents of Krishna, Maharaj Nanda, Mother Yasoda. In this way, there are various planetary systems and they are all creation of the Supreme Lord, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Goloka namni nididhamni charita tasya devi mahesu hari desu damitu tesu tesu te te pravaha nichaya vihacha vihitascha yena govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. Below the planet's name Goloka Vrindavan or the coach, Goloka Vrindavan or the planets known as Devidham, then Maheshdham, then Haridham. These are opulent in different ways. They are managed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, the Eternal Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances and to him, unquote. This is a quote from Brahma Samhita Balo Brahma. We're going to speak about that later on. Thus, Goloka Vrindavan Dham is situated above Vaikuntha planet. The spiritual sky containing all the Vaikuntha planets is very small compared to Goloka Vrindavan. So all the Vaikuntha planets is very small compared to Goloka Vrindavan Dham. The space occupied by Goloka Vrindavan Dham is called Mahakasha. Maha, if you go, the two words Mahakasha means Maha, great, and Akasha is Akash, the sky. Some Christian is, in French they say, mon père qui est dans les cieux, que son nom soit sanctifié. This is French, those who know French. My father's in the sky, holy be the name. Maybe they're referring to this, never know. So the greatest sky of all, Lord Indra said, he asked Lord Brahma about your eternal planet. But we couldn't understand. They asked Brahma, but we couldn't understand it. Those fruitive actors who have controlled their senses and mind whose pious activities can be elevated to the heavenly planets. Pure devotees who are always engaged in the Lord's in Lord's Narayan service are promoted to the Vaikuntha planet. However, my Lord Krishna, your Goloka Vrindavan Dham is very difficult to attain. Very difficult to attain, we can say that again. Yet both you and that supreme planetary system have descended here upon this earth. Unfortunately, I have disturbed you by my misdeeds, and that was due to my foolishness. I am therefore trying to satisfy you by my prayers. The beautiful quote here from Sri Nilakanta, a great Sanskrit scholar, Prabhupada quotes here. So Sri Nilakanta confirmed the existence of Goloka Vrindavan Dham by quoting Rig Samahita or Rig Veda 1.154.6. Tavan vastuni usmasi gamadhyai yatra gavo bhuri shringa aya saha atraha tat uruga yasya krishnaha param padam abha bhati bhuri. Quote, we wish to go to your, Radhan Krishna in bracket, your beautiful house, about which cows with large excellent horns are wandering, yet distinctly shining on this earth is that supreme abode of yours that showers joy on all. O Uru Gaya, Krishna, who is much praised. Uru Gaya is the word that Krishna is praised in so many wonderful ways. So the Lord gets this name according to his activities and on all that. And devotees sometimes they feel when they bless, they give the Lord a name. And Krishna, Lord Krishna happily accept those names. Sahasranam. All right. So the main verse, the translation. In the revealed scripture, Hari Vamsa, there is a description of Goloka Vrindavan, the planet where Lord Krishna eternally resides. This information was given by King Indra when he surrendered to Krishna and offered prayers after Krishna had raised Govardhan Hill. Om Gyan Timinanda Seya Gyanandalan Salakya Chakshurimini Tamiyana Chasmai Sri Guruvei Namaha. Krishnai Kacheta Manamo Havina Sakarim Modishkara Purushara Prabhu Prabhupada Swami Dosaviti Parivudi Budi Manda Budim Sanchintayami Charano Tava Bhakti Hetu. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Shigarada Shiva Shari Shigora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna one more time. And so we may sometimes ask, because this description of this planet's creation, all of that has already been mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami repeating same creation and planets again in Chaitanya-charitamrita? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami being a very close association of Srimati Radharani. So there are Sakhis and there are Manjaris. The Sakhis and the Manjaris, they serve in Srimati Radharani. But the most intimate closeness association of Srimati Radharani are the Sakhis. The Manjaris. So the Manjaris are very close. The Manjaris, they stay very full of youth. Young, we can just, according to our calculation, around a teenager, 16 or very young. And they're very close to Srimati Radharani. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, according to the son of Sivananda Sen, Kavi Karnapur, he writes this Gora Deepika. So he mentioned there that how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is one of the Manjaris. So who would be the better person, personality, to actually glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Lord Krishna, although being in the mood of Srimati Radharani, so his relationship with Mahaprabhu is like the Manjari with closeness with the Srimati Radharani. And as this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very systematically, he had this, he's planned this Chaitanya Charitamrita into three sections. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So, but this section of the Madhya Lila is Abhideya. And then we are talking about Sanatana Goswami's conversation with Srichara Mahaprabhu. So in the first part of the Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described the identity and the reason for the Lord's appearance. And the second part, all these dealings, once we have this knowledge about identity, Jivira Sorobhoi Krishna Nityadas, being knowing our identity, what do we do with that knowledge? So Madhya Lila explains that what should we do with that knowledge? So that's why when Sanatana Goswami having this conversation with Srichaitanya Mahaprabhu, imagine Sanatana Goswami being such a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant personality that Sanatana Goswami was employed as, what's the name, Sakara Malik. He was also forced to convert, change his name to serve the Mohammedan king. And Mohammedan king, he wanted the most brilliant person on earth to be his minister. So Sanatana Goswami was the minister of this great king, Mohammedan king. Then Sanatana Goswami, yesterday we spoke about spiritual master and disciples, how this is so special relationship with spiritual master and disciple that no matter how intelligent a disciple may be, when they come in touch with their spiritual master, they feel like they feel like a fool, Then there was a class given to one of the guru saying, okay, my guru anyway. So he actually made his, he said that a disciple, when he approached the spiritual master, he feels himself to be a fool. He doesn't know anything. But he shouldn't act like a fool. So there's a difference between feeling like a fool and acting as a fool. Serving the spiritual masters. So Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, when he came in touch with Srichara Mahaprabhu, this conversation happening right now, so he felt that actually, although others were glorifying him, honoring him like a great scholar, know-it-all, when he came in touch with Srichara Mahaprabhu, and he said that to Mahaprabhu. He said, when people would address me as a scholar, learned, sometimes I will accept. I will be accepting those honor. But now I approach you that I feel that I don't know anything. So Srichaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Sanatana Goswami, and then the verse that we read in today is about describing the beautiful story of Indra, and also quoting from Brahma Samhita verses to glorify different planets, different personality, and of course, eventually, Goloka Vrindavan. So it's good to know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he traveled in the south. When he traveled to the south, he actually found this chapter of Brahma Samhita in a temple called Adikeshava in the south. So imagine Brahma Samhita has hundreds, Prabhupada said, hundreds of chapters. So what we know is the fifth chapter of on Brahma Samhita. We speak about the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. Imagine, there's so much in this chapter, in the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. The spirit of Durga, Sisti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sagdan, Sakti, Achai, Vaisa, Bivani, Bibarthi, Dugai, Chana, Rupam, Apiya, Sate, Sate, Govinda, Madi, Purusham, Tamaham, Bhajami. Describe, the Prabhupada mentioned here, David Ham, and this, so Brahma Samhita explained the position of each personality so clearly. There's no misunderstanding of which personality, without offending anyone, everybody have this their place and duties. So this verse, Brahma Samhita, while I'm speaking about Brahma Samhita, discovered and found by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by traveling. So this Brahma Samhita glorified, Prabhupada quoted a verse here, describing how the planets, where the planets are situated and how they're situated and the glories of those planets. So this this verse that I just quoted, Srishti Titi, about Durga Devi, the word that's very really underlining is the word is Icha, you know? Srishti Titi Pralaya Saran Sakriyaka, Icha Rupam, the desire, the will of God, the will of Krishna. Although Bhagavad Gita also explained, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyati Sakaracharam Vituna Jagadvaribhi. I think it's 9.10 or something, the verse that explained also that Durga Devi is managing the whole material creation, but she's not acting whimsically. She's working under the with the permission or the, with the icha, with the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then in this verse also Prabhupada mentioned about Mahesh Dham. Mahesh Dham is now Mahesh. When you talk about Mahesh, refer to Lord Shiva. Now there shouldn't be a misunderstanding and understanding, because but in this verse Mahaprabhu just explaining that there is Devi Dham and there is Mahesh Dham and there is Hari Dham. Now there is something called the UFOs. Did you have anyone hear that? The UFO. So who invented that? Does the word UFO explain anything to anyone? What does it mean, Prabhu? Just, you know that one. Right. So is does it really explain anything? And we accept it. UFOs, unidentified flying object. So, Atata Sri Krishna Namani na Bhave Granam Indriya. How can you understand something spiritual with your material senses? So the answer is unidentifying object, flying object. And then we all accept it blindly. That's the answer of it. So there are planets that is out there which is inconceivable. We can't really, with our material vision, we can't see those planets. They're flying, you call fly saucers, not the saucer that, but it's to those planets. They are. When the Lord Mahavishnu, you know, Mahavishnu or Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, or Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, Shilok Dakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu, all this, he managed all this universe and full of those planets within. And each universe has its own Brahma. And then that creation, Prabhupada said, if anyone can explain a better way how the creation takes place, we'll accept. If you don't have any better way to explain how the creation happened, how the planets, where the planets situated, how they're situated, you shouldn't just accept the description given in Srimad Bhagavatam. If ever, post-data check. The scientists give post-data check always. In the future, we will do it. We will find out. In the future, if you ever find a more clear description about the creation than Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll reject this one. It will never happen, because this is the best way of describing the creation. So because the planet, this verse deals with this planet situated in a different region. So I was speaking about Mahesh. So this Mahesh Dham is the Mahesh Dham is not the Mahesh, the Lord Shiva that we know, the Guna avatar. This Mahesh referring to Mahesh Dham is eternal. It doesn't destroy. It's not within the material creation. So he's called, Mahesh, that Shiva is called Sada Shiva, which Sada means eternal. Sada Shiva, Shiva means auspiciousness. So Lord Shiva resides eternally in the Mahesh Dham. Then we have this Devi Dham, which is Brahmalok, you know, Atal, we got Mahalok, Janalok, Tapalok, Siddhalok, and we carry on to the higher planetary system. We go to Brahmalok, and then you got the lower planetary system is Atal, Vital, Sutal, Mahatal, Talatala, Rasatala planets. And even below that planet is a Narak. You know Hindi? Narak here, you know, below Patal. And this planet is described. Who can give a better description than this, the way is the planet is situated? So I was speaking about Sanatana Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right. So eventually, this planet described, so Sanatana Goswami, we're talking about Sanatana Goswami, he writes book, some beautiful book, his outstanding work, one of the outstanding works is the Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Brihad Bhagavatamritam. So Brihad Bhagavatamritam, written by Sanatana Goswami, so he described this two sections of the Brihad Bhagavatam. There's one section to find out who is the most dedicated, full of love, full of devotion to Lord Krishna, who is the greatest devotee of the Lord. The second one is Gop Kumar, who is a young boy. Kumar means youth. Gop Kumar, the coward boy, he is trying to find his origin, where he came from. And in fact, it's giving a message that talking about ourselves, where we came from. So Sanatana Goswami makes him very beautifully. And I was very fortunate to have this Brihad Bhagavatamritam from Bhakti Charaswami at a very early, long time ago, sometime in 1989, when Maharaj gave the seminar or the Brihad Bhagavatamritam describing the travel, the journey of Gop Kumar, and his only desire is to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, what Srila Prabhupada described here. That's our destination, to reach Goloka Vrindavan without any distraction. So this Gop Kumar, Sanatana Goswami described that he met a spiritual master in Govardhan Hill, around Govardhan Hill, where the spiritual master initiated him with the Gopal mantra. He gave him this mantra that you use this mantra. He said, that's all you need. You just chant this mantra, you will attain your destination. When he gave this mantra, he walked away. He just walked away. And he goes. And he only had this mantra to chant, and he started chanting this mantra. As he chanted his mantra, he started promoting himself from one planet to another, leaving this earth planet, and he travels. And he travels to higher planets that described here. Leave David Ham and go to the higher planet. And then travel to the heaven planet and eventually he reached Vaikuntha planet, the Hari Dhams. Hari is the name of Krishna as well. And he also, Hari Dham is also speaking about the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, Vishnu as Hari. So Hari Dham, he reached the Vaikuntha planets, and he goes there and he paid obeisances. He said, oh Lord Vishnu, and he offered his obeisances. That Vishnu told him, no, I'm not the supreme. Then he got confused. But I'm offering my obeisances to Lord Vishnu with a forearm, and he tells me, I'm not the supreme. They say, everybody got his four arms here. You will have four arms too. You have reached the Vaikuntha planet. Every inhabitant has his four arms. Then Gop Kumar said, that he's not interested. Thank you. Then he said, for your kindness, but I don't want the forearms. Then he continued to chant his mantra, and then he elevated himself to the higher planet, and eventually reached Goloka Vrindavan. And when he reached Goloka Vrindavan, and he faints. And then when he reached there, the Lord is not there, because the also explained here that the Lord's pastime in Goloka Vrindavan is eternally carrying on. The Lord gone out for the day. Everybody's waiting for the Lord to return. And when they see the dust of cows and all the calves, and I said, there are different age that the gopas, they look after the calves first, and as they grow up, and then they get bigger, and they look after the cows. So they see the dust coming, and that's, everybody is just the deer's ear stands straight, the trees looking that direction, the rivers start flowing, and then the Lord comes and meet Gop Kumar, and his name eventually was Swarup. And Swarup, Divara Swarup Ahai Krishna Nandita Das, that we have, our Swarup is to be a servant of the Lord, eternally the servant of the Lord. So Gop Kumars meet the Lord. And then, of course, they embrace each other, and they have tears. With this tear, they soak each other. There's so much of separation from them. So out of cultivate, so anything, this thing is possible. We have to just follow the instructions of the spiritual master, and then follow the regulating principle, chant, and that the main thing, the best way to attain the such perfection is the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Mm-hmm. So one can't fake such advancement, because this advancement of spiritual life is internal, not external. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he make a point. He says, okay, we know, we keep saying that, you know, I can't do it. Oh, no, you fake it till you make it. Just keep faking it till you make it. I say, okay, we keep faking it, we make it, you know what. But in spiritual life, you can't fake it, you will never make it. So that's a real deal, you can't. You fool one person one time, all the person, some person, some people sometime, you can't fool all the people all the time, didn't they? So we're cheating ourselves if when somebody eats, he knows that, you know what, you can't ask somebody, Prabhu, you think I'm full? Yeah, Prabhu, you should know, you eating, you food, you should know. So we know how much, you know, how big of a rascal we are, or how much advancement we're making. So it's up to us. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we shouldn't fake it. And he tells a story. This is from Mahavishnu Maharaj. He tells a story. So he tells the story of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, there is this lady. She's in pain, and you hear the word howling, and she's in pain, and she's crying. And then everybody know that, you know what, it was... So everybody see that, oh, no, she's gonna deliver. She's expecting a child. She's going to give birth to a child anytime. So the neighbors come and hear the noise. And the neighbors come running, and they wait there for the time she will deliver the child. And they wait for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, nothing happening. So it happened a few times, and she's howling and crying. And it happened a few times. They said, no, it's not happening. And they walk away. And it happened again and again and again. Later on, they found out that this lady is not expecting a child. She got a lump of cloth. They wrap around her belly. And she gone like that. And she's howling. And she's going to deliver a child anytime. In Zulu, they use the word ikona in Zulu. Mean, it's not there. So he's not there.
So it's like that. We can't, if can't, one can't fake advancement of spiritual life externally. People think, okay, you are on that level. There's one incident when Srila Prabhupada came from the West, and then he was having darshan with his disciple in Vrindavan. This one, Bhakti Chandra Maharaj said that. And he's having darshan with his disciple, and then Govindam Adipurusham carrying on, and the greeting of the deities, all the devotees saw Prabhupada all in front, in folded hand, all the disciples around. Like a shield. Maharaj said, it's always somehow protecting Prabhupada. And they were all having darshan with the deities. And then all of a sudden, all the devotees just turn. Deities are here. And they all turn in that direction and look into what the one, they say one devotee, just rolling on the ground. Forward, backward, and just rolling, you know, on the ground. They say, wow. The devotees say, wow, this is what Prabhupada told us. Hey, Prabhupada, and we read in a book, the symptom of ecstatic love, that you're feeling a separation and ecstatic symptoms, that you roll on the ground, you cry, the hair stand on end, you sweat, sikhas do like that, and you know, this is like, oh, wow, that's how, you know, highest level of love. And he's rolling, and everybody's looking, and then there was so much awe reverence. Srila Prabhupada turned. Don't look at him. And everybody said, he said, the Lord is here. The Lord is giving darshan. The Lord, don't look at him. When you don't look at him, he will get up and he will walk away. So everyone said, this is what Prabhupada said, just turn and look at the deities. And he got up, he looked around like this, dusted himself, and he walked away. So this advancement of spiritual life is something eternal, internal, not external. And then external, maybe is secondary consideration. Dress like a Vaishnava or act like a Vaishnava. And then Haridas Thakur, you know, achar and prachar, what he preach, he behave accordingly. So that's why he is called Namacharya, a great Vaishnava, because he not only, Mahaprabhu said that, or Sanatana Goswami also said that Haridas Thakur is a perfect Vaishnava. He said some preached big philosophy, but they don't act as a Vaishnava. In under that class, they look like they're acting as a Vaishnava, but they don't preach. All right. Can I have a time? We stop. So we start. Okay. So should we take some? Okay. Let's just speak on another minute, then we take some. I'd like to welcome some comments, and then see in this purport, Prabhupada mentioned about Vamsi. What did he say? Not this one. Let's see. Yeah. In the Vedic scripture, Hari Vamsi. This is a long Sanskrit. Slokas we recited earlier, we read. The Hari Vamsi, in fact, Hari Vamsi was written by Sri Dvaipayana Vyasadev. Right after he finished Mahabharata, and he writes this. And his Hari Vamsi, it is divided into three sections. One, the Hari Vamsi itself, describing. Vamsi means dynasty. And is it Hari Vamsi Parva? Parva means a book. It's a book or a category, a book. So Hari Vamsi Parva. And then there is Vishnu Parva, we describe about the supremacy of the Lord. First one,
The third one is Bhavishya, the future. The future also described by Vedavyas Muni. So then towards the end of this purport,
Srila Prabhupada quote a verse from a personality named
Nilakanta.
Nilakanta confirmed the existence of Goloka Vrindavan, and he quotes his verse. We wish to go to your Radha Krishna beautiful house with Goloka Vrindavan, with the cows, with large, excellent horns, and wandering, yet distinctly shining on this earth, is the supreme abode of yours, that shower joy on all. Lord Krishna referring. So Nilakanta here is not referring to Lord Shiva. You know, Nilakanta is Lord Shiva. But this Sri Nilakanta is a great Sanskrit scholar. And he had these beautiful qualities that Srila Prabhupada wanted to quote from him. And he wrote, and he commented on, he did a lot of commentaries in Mahabharata as well. Sometimes 16th century, sometimes around there. So Sri Nilakanta, and there's another name. It's not a complete name, but it's Sri Nilakanta Prabhupada quote from. And Sri Prabhupada, this is an authentic quotation. Although Sri Nilakanta was not in a Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya, but he came from the background of great saintly person, scholarly, learned personality on about scriptures. So that's a Prabhupada quote from there. This is a verse that's Prabhupada quote to describe that utterly everybody want to, this desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan. There's no distraction. And we travel from one planet to another, but we shouldn't get distraction. You will get distraction. It's a temptation. Okay, if you want to decide to say, you know what, I'm taking a break, you know. In South Africa, there's a long drive and there's a halfway house. In South Africa, when we go to from Durban to Johannesburg, 8 hours? And there's a half, it's called a halfway house when we just pull over and chill. And then we continue from there. So when you have a desire, to, you know, my destination in Goloka Vrindavan, I'm not stopping to the halfway house. I am not. Because if I stop there, I'll probably say, no, okay, I decide to stay here. So to conclude, so I'd like to tell you a nice story from Giriraj Swami, Giriraj Maharaj. He tells a story. Story Srila Prabhupada had this, because Prabhupada mentioned here heavenly planets. These are heavenly planets here. So let's say, this Pandal program was going on in Bombay for a few days, Bhagavad Sapta. And then there was a huge success, thousands of people came. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy, he was so pleased with the person. I forgot the name of the person, but somebody may know. And then Srila Prabhupada said, you have done something. So many thousands of people benefited out of this Bhagavad Sapta. And then this is the last life. You leave this body, you will go into back to Krishna. You go into Krishna's planets. You go into the Lord. Yeah, the Supreme Personality. So imagine, Prabhupada tell you that you go into going to Goloka Vrindavan, the planets of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, where these, you know, every word is a song, every walk is a dance, and there's a festival every day. There's a place to be. We want to be there. They say, you're going there. That this gentleman say, no, Swamiji, no. No, 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 no. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I want to go to heavenly planet where I can drink somras. So Gira Swami tell the story. They say, you want to go to a heavenly planet where I can drink somras, get intoxicated. Unfortunate. So heavenly planets, you go there, you drink somras, and then you come down. Bhakti Maharaj was explaining, going to heavenly planet is just like you have your bank balance, you save money, and then you start squandering it. When you became a pauper, you spend all your money, you have nothing left, you again start from zero. So that's on the heavenly planets. Those who didn't take shelter of devotional service, bhakti yoga, they go to the heavenly planets. It's like a jar of honey. You're not reaching to the inside of the jar, but whatever fell outside the jar, you've been tasting that. But how much can you have? When it's finished, you have, and then you've got nothing left. So it's like that. So he said, you come down to the, you take birth again. Unless until you take shelter of the devotional service, serve the Lord, aniyabhilashidasunyam, you know that. And then this way, you cultivate pure devotional service, pure love of God. And then you reached Paramdham. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhaktivin ki. Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome from Prabhu some comments, something to say about this. So he always full of that nectar. Yourself. That's what I heard.
So words can't describe the spiritual world, but we often hear about the glories of the spiritual world and the beauty of Krishna. So should we just by hearing it, are the words not penetrating, or how is it we don't understand, how the words cannot properly describe the spiritual world? If we're hearing in the Bhagavatam what goes on there and the beauty of the place, then those words do describe the spiritual world, and there is some effect.
Thank you, Prabhu. So that answer also given by Bhakti Chauraswami. He said, we come in a Bhagavatam class. If somebody walked in, he said, everybody is sitting and listening to the same class. To the same class, everybody is listening. But are they really, really receiving the same way that each individual? So a new devotee, he will listen to the Bhagavatam class to learn what I should know, what I shouldn't do. What I should do, what I shouldn't do. For him, like everything is like rules and regulations. For him, like the lesson to learn. I'm sitting here to learn that one. But there are other more advanced devotees that we're very, very careful. We don't know who is a great Vaishnava among us. Can be very elevated. They just simply enjoy the pastime. They relish it. Because they know, I should chant 16 round, I follow regular in principle, we pass that thing. That's why Bhagavatam class is not meant for the public, it's more, postgraduate, whatever it is. What Maharaj said was that we don't receive it in the same way. Other devotees just relish it, the nectar, they feel that, you know, this place, I'm not in a material world anymore. I'm in a spiritual world. So for them, the way they receive it, the most important thing is how each and everyone receive it. Of course, without doubt.
Yes. Well, in one sense, the words do offer a description. As far as words offer a description of anything, I mean, the words don't. I mean, they don't capture the full experience by any means, but then this, you can say the same thing about the material world. The words aren't the thing. They aren't the thing in itself. We say Hare Krishna or Krishna is Krishna, but the words aren't. So we say the words, you know, in one sense, we say the words can't describe these things because they're so grand, but they can give you some insight and some perspectives and some reference points, but they aren't the full experience in themselves. And then I think, as you were saying, you know, by hearing about these things, it purifies the heart. And when the heart's purified, then you can experience it. So the words do have a lot of value. But just, you know, throwing a few words around, it's not the actual experience in itself.
Yes, you're right, Paul. See that, you're right, 100%. The thing is, Srila Prabhupada explained the spiritual world in different dimension, different dimensional. Is it three? We always, in material world, we always calculate everything in three dimensional. The width, the length, and the height. That's how we always try to calculate. You know, with the frog in the well, they said, okay, the ocean is, you heard how big it is. Two times the well of that I'm here, four times out. We always try to calculate and then, you know, speculate in our limited intelligence. And Srila Prabhupada said, the spiritual world is a fourth dimensional. It's beyond, you know, like that. Atase Krishna Madi Nambhavikram India. With our contaminated senses, it's hard to really, we can touch a little bit, but do we really understand? We still have to get to the level to understand. But it's like saying, you know what? No argument about it. I'm just going to listen to it and the sound vibration without any doubt, without that awful faith. You know, this parampara system that has been coming straight from the Lord, whatever I hear from right source, authentic, and I will make advancement slowly, but I have no doubt, you know.
Is this on? Yeah. You mentioned that the Mandaris were around 16 years old, but we know that Satchitananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, he describes his position as a Mandari, and he says, I'm a 12 and a half year old girl. So my understanding is that the Mandaris are like 12 to 13, whereas the gopis, the sakis, are more like 16. Like that. They're older, so they're 16. Like that.
Yes. What do you want?
That's what I have to add.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think you explained it. I think I have no comments on that. I agree with you. you have read it, so hear it somewhere, authentic. So I accept. Can we conclude here? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. And that's Gaurav Bhaktivedanta Thakur.